Baby, you are gonna go broke showing turkeys like these.
Now we're talking turkey.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
Hey listeners, Movie Miss here. I want to thank you so much for subscribing to, following, listening to our show on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. This, however, is a little teaser clip, a little appetizer, if you will, to the main course that we have waiting for you over on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word. We only have a $3 a month subscription rate. You get the entire back catalog of episodes of Let's Talk Turkey seasons 1, 2, the bonus episodes, and then also the exclusive Patreon only content. There are 2 episodes that we released in 2023 because we started Patreon right at the end of the year. And now you're going to have new episodes going forward every month in the Patreon for 2024. So this episode that you're about to hear a clip from is available now on the Patreon. So again, thank you so much for listening and being a follower and a fan of the show. But I would really encourage you to hop on over to Patreon and check out all the fun stuff that you're missing. Again, it's patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word. And now, please enjoy this clip.
To some, it was the fulfillment of a dream. To others, it was an instrument of destruction, a creation that could change the course of history.
It was stolen from my factory.
Where's the package? Tell the president.
Tell me exactly why this merchandise so important to the feds.
It's a rocket.
A rocket?
What? What's the matter?
I don't know. There's something under the seat.
Oh, my. What do we got here? What are you supposed to do? Is a bomb or something?
No. I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
How do I look? Like a hood ornament.
Stand clear.
What was that?
Are you trying to kill yourself?
I like it.
Uh-oh, we got company.
You steer, I'll push.
We're what?
I'm on that rocket, Eddie. Not next week, not tomorrow. Now.
Keep your eyes open for this dame.
Jenny's in trouble.
They're working for a Nazi agent.
With an army you could treat these, you could rule the world.
Cliff!
You touch one hair on her head, I swear out.
Shoot him!
The girl. The rocket will come to us.
I love her, Peeve.
Does she know that?
She's gonna find out.
Let him have it! Hand over the rocket!
The Rocketeer.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Let's Talk Turkeys. This is a Patreon exclusive episode. I'm Movie Miss, and I'm being joined this week by my co-host, Drive-In Dave. Hello, sir.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And how are you today? Are you excited for this one?
Yes, I've been looking forward to this one for a while. This is a childhood favorite, just reminding you that I'm younger than you. So I remember when this one came out.
Fuck off. Yes, I actually did see this one at the theater. But before we jump into all of that, we are not alone this week. We are being joined by our resident comic expert, my husband, Mike. Hello, sir.
You know, the term expert is thrown around a lot. But in this case, yeah, it applies. So that's fine.
Okay, fair. So the reason we brought you in is because we are covering it is a non-turkey, which is why we're doing it on the Patreon. It is The Rocketeer from 1991. Dave, why don't you go first and talk about your first experience with this film and why you love it?
I don't even remember what made me go see it. I just saw the ads when I was a kid. And at the time, if I remember, you weren't getting a lot of like Hollywood budget comic book movies. They were basically coming out direct to video, like The Punisher, Doctor Strange, and then of course like the stuff from the Incredible Hulk series. So this was kind of a big deal when this came out, because I think it came out like right after Batman and Dick Tracy. You were getting like finally some cool comic book movies coming out, but I had no idea The Rocketeer was a comic book until much later. Yeah, like much later I discovered one of the issues in a quarter bin, and I was like, okay, this is cool, I want to check it out. ever since then, I've become kind of infatuated with the Rocketeer. It's a fun, like, nod to the pulp era of heroes. And I really love that era anyways.
So my first exposure to it was just seeing it at the theater in 91 when it came out. I was probably 18, 19 at the time. And I loved it because it was fun. It was an action movie. It had the glamour and glitz of the old, you know, the faraway era, which I just love period pieces that are upbeat. I'm not so much for the dramas that are period pieces, but the fun shit like this, all day, no problem. Then I loved it ever since. I bought it on, I think, VHS, I want to say, because it was Disney. It was in a clamshell case and I had it for years. And then I bought the DVD, which is what I have now. I need to upgrade. Like, I wonder if they ever put a Blu-ray out of this, like a special.
Not that I've seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen one either. I know they did a laser disc.
Oh, wow.
Because I always wanted to find that. Because I like collecting like just the weird random media that doesn't even exist anymore. That kids who listen to this are going to be like, what the hell is a laser disc?
Also, the art on a lot of the laser discs was fantastic.
Yeah, they kind of felt almost like albums at times. And it was like, that was just awesome.
So, Mike, your first exposure to this and experience with it.
The movie or The Rocketeer in general?
Well, let's go with movie first, because that's what we're discussing
today.
Well,
the movie, like everyone else, I saw it was coming out as a Disney movie. I knew it was a comic, because I was buying comics then, direct sales, going to the comic shops. Although it was, a lot of people didn't hear about it, because it was an independent publisher called Pacific Comics, who had long been out of business. Most people recognize, though, the work of Dave Stevens, the creator and artist, the late Dave Stevens.
Oh.
He's now long gone. He died of leukemia. But his art is highly collectible, so I hope you still have the comic you got from the quarter bin, because it's probably worth at least 50 times what you paid for it.
Hey, listeners, Movie Miss here, saying we know you have a lot of options when it comes to podcasts, so we want to thank you so much for listening to ours. Please make sure to find us on our socials and join us. Be part of our bad movie conversations. We want to chat with you. We're on Facebook with an official page, as well as a Let's Talk Turkeys discussion group, where you can talk with other like-minded individuals who like bad movies. We're on Instagram at Let's Talk Turkeys. Our Twitter handle is at Gobble Podcast. That's GOBBLEPODCAST. And of course, you can always email us direct. We would love to get suggestions from you of movies you would like us to cover. If you want to be a guest on the show, we would love that. So directly, that's Let's Talk Turkeys, all one word, at yahoo.com.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.